With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Senate's Votorama continuing into the night, lawmakers voting on unlimited amendments to President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. There's been at least 20 votes related to the bill today. There's no sign the marathon amendment vote will end anytime soon. A new poll taken for Americans for Balanced Budget suggests Congress will need to tackle health care premiums very soon. Pollster John McLaughlin says 4 out of 5 voters surveyed say they'll be more likely to support lawmakers in next year's midterms if they've worked to continue tax credits to keep health insurance premiums affordable.
They're going to have to address the tax credit on the health care as an issue because those tax credits are not part of this bill. After we get the Trump tax cuts made permanent, let's take a look at the health insurance marketplace and make sure that people that work for a living that need health care can still get it, and they can still get it at an affordable price. We encourage them to do this and on their own in the marketplace without the government having to get more involved in the healthcare system.
More on this new poll available on the website stophealthcosthikes.com. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says President Trump will visit a new Florida detention facility for illegal immigrants on Tuesday.
The facility is in the heart of the Everglades and will be informally known as Alligator Alcatraz. There is only one road leading in, and there is the only way out is a one-way flight. It is isolated and surrounded by dangerous wildlife and unforgiving terrain.
And it's not the first of its kind. Angola State Penitentiary in Louisiana also only has one road in, surrounded by the Mississippi River to the north, west, and south, and swamp and forest to the east, filled with alligators, black bears, cottonmouths, and rattlesnakes. A wildfire continues to grow near the Southern California city of Banning. They say the Wolf Fire has grown to over 2,400 acres. This is SRN News. Quebec draws a line on gender and prisons.
Canada is a lot more liberal than the U.S., and both federal and provincial governments are promoting the LGBT agenda aggressively. But in Quebec, officials have decided that male prisoners who are living as females will not be allowed to be housed in female prisons. In other places, including in some U.S. states, men who are living as women can choose to be housed with actual women when they are sentenced to prison, with predictable results. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Analysts say the ultra-Orthodox Jewish subculture is engaging more with the outside world after centuries of separation. Within a minority religion, it's a minority that's set apart by dedication to the Torah and its 613 commandments. According to one study, the global Jewish population will be 20% Orthodox within 15 years. That's divided mostly between Israel and the U.S. This is SRN News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addresses the aftermath of its 12-day war with Iran and its ongoing military operations in Gaza.
Mr. Netanyahu termed the outcome of the bombing campaign against Iran a victory for Israel. He said it had opened up many opportunities, including rescuing the remaining hostages in Gaza. He acknowledged that a solution still needed to be found to more than 20 months of conflict there, insisting that Hamas must be defeated. Efforts to bring about a negotiated ceasefire reported to have been taking place in recent days, but the Israeli offensive is not easing up. On Sunday, Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense agency said at least 23 people had been killed in Israeli strikes across the territory.
One of Iran's high-ranking clerics has issued fatwa against both Netanyahu and President Trump. The man charged with stabbing 4 University of Idaho students to death accepts a plea deal. More at SRNnews.com.